Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Well, indeed, welcome to Pearls of Wisdom, a place where we dig deep into God's Word, right?
Absolutely. That's what makes it Pearls of Wisdom.
Yeah, the word of God.
It's not the pearl person.
Exactly.
It's the Word of God.
It's the wisdom found in God's Word. Dr. Pearl, it's good to be with you. Happy Monday, happy new month.
Yes, happy Monday, happy new month, and happy post-elections.
Hey, it's been quite a week, yeah.
It's been quite a week, and, you know, I mean, yeah, some unexpected results, and some expected. I think a lot of us did know that there was going to be some sort of change.
Yeah.
And, some of that change has manifested itself. But nevertheless, I just want to encourage South Africans out there now, in this time, it's not time to stop praying. It's actually time to pray like never before.
Correct, yeah.
You really have to pray like never before, because the elections was really, the actual voting and elections and capturing of results was phase one. But this is the crux, the meat of the elections is the discussions that are being held now with the political parties in terms of discussing coalitions. Many of us did not even know.
A
lot of people don't even know what coalitions is about. But what will come out of this coalition is what is critically important in terms of governance going forward. Because a lot of the way that things were done previously, they were done because of having a majority.
Right.
So because a certain political party had a majority, they would always push through the policies they wanted and always push through the even legislation that was not necessarily good for us as a nation.
But immoral, they had that authority.
They had it because they had the majority. Now that majority is gone. So the capacity and ability to unilaterally push forward those policies and legislation is no longer in existence and will now be determined by the type of coalition agreements that are made. So that's why we really need to pray about this. And it's also the reason, that today's session is actually inspired by our elections and post-elections.
Yeah.
And I've themed it for the next three sessions. I've themed it, Be Still and Know That I Am God, because there's been a lot of anxiety, Z.
Yeah.
So much anxiety, around what's going to happen, what's going to happen to South Africa, and people just worried.
I can sense like how just people have put their lives on hold, sort of. Like, it's like, will my business survive? Should I carry on? Should I stop? Everybody's just like holding their breath, to say what's going to, but I feel like a lot from a state of fear as well, because change sometimes does bring a sense of anxiety.
For sure. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about, because you can never be still and know that he's God. And I'm going to read the scripture just to launch us right now. But you can't be still and know that he's God when you've embraced fear. Either embrace fear or you embrace God. To know that he's God, you need to embrace him as God,
Amen.
That he's got this.
Yeah.
But you can't embrace fear in one hand and embrace God in the other. It's like trying to embrace light and darkness. It just doesn't happen. So we have to make a choice. And that means we have to reject fear. That means we have to let go of fear to be able to embrace God and trust that he's got this. And I think another thing that I've observed during this time of elections is that many of us decided we had a plan of how God was going to do things.
Right.
And he hasn't necessarily adhered to that. He's going to put this party in place, party in place. No, he didn't do that.
Because I feel like in South Africa, we sort of had like an agreement.
It's going to be through this part, but we must remember that allowing him to be God
Amen.
Means that he can do things the way that the same God who used a donkey
sure.
can still manifest change and transition in a way that is unexpected.
That's correct.
Because after all, he created South Africa. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it thereof, says same Psalms 24:1. He knows how to do it best in that way. So I also want to encourage you to say, be still and know that he's God. Mm. The fact that maybe one Christian party or a couple, a few, you know, because we were also in conversations bringing Christian parties together in unity. We brought three Christian parties together in a one accord agreement. So the fact that he didn't bring a coalition of Christian parties, bring them into power, doesn't mean that he hasn't got this still.
That's right.
Because he's the same one who used a donkey, and his ways are unorthodox and untraditional. And they're beyond our understanding. So, you know, that's why the Bible says his ways are not our ways. In fact, God is telling us, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways, but they're higher.
Amen.
So let's still trust in God, in that his thoughts and his ways are higher. And so let's trust. And so it means being still. And the first thing that we need to remember in being still and knowing that God is exactly that. Be still.
Sure.
Stop running around everywhere trying panicking. You're all over social media trying to find out, how's he going to do this? How are the coalition talks going to happen? No, it's going to happen. There's so many theories out there that I've already heard.
Too many.
That this is what's going to happen. DA is going to do this. And no, this is what's going to happen. And MK is going to do that. And no. Be still.
Sure.
Be still and trust him. And being still, it means in corporate prayer. Don't stop praying, because, you know, that's part of being still. It's not running around. You know, in the Bible, we have a story of two women. They were sisters, both Martha and Mary. And one was busy. Boy, was she busy. Martha was all over and she was multitasking. I mean, kitchen, doing everything. She was doing a lot. And Mary was still at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus actually describes, and he says that she found the better part because she was being still. So sometimes, folks, family, we just got to be still. So stop trying to go all over the place. Listen to everything. Radio, negative radio accounts, negative social media accounts. Just be still. Lay at the feet of Jesus. Pray. Wait upon the Lord. And we'll talk more about wait upon the Lord in the next series. But be still means being exactly still. So that's Psalms 46, 9 to 11. Be still and know that I'm God. It says he makes wars to cease throughout the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the shields in the fire. This is talking about his omnipotence, his, you know, everything, omniscience. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He sees everything. He's El Roy. That's his ability. And that's why we need to be still. Know that he is God. He's got this because he will be exalted in the nations. That's what verse 10 says. Be still, know that I'm God, because I will be exalted among the nations. Amen. And South Africa, that's our message to you today. Whether you're South Africa, living in South Africa, or a South African living abroad and you voted abroad, our message is the same. That God owns South Africa, and he will be exalted in this nation, and he will be exalted over the earth and over all the nations. So let us be still. Let us not be, you know, embrace fear. Let us know that God has a redemptive purpose for this nation.
Amen.
And revival has been prophesied over this nation, that it will start from Cape, which is in Cape Town, from the tip of South Africa, Cape Town, to extend to throughout the whole of Africa, to Egypt, Cairo, where I was, you know, not too long ago, that they're going to be flames of revival. So let's not try and solve this like a mathematical equation.
Correct.
It's not a, you know, E squared, or I don't even remember the math. But, you know,
cause, X and what? I barely passed
algebra. I just kind of made it through, just like, thank you, Jesus. I just got through there. So I'm not trying to be mathematical, but let's not try to reduce it to a mathematical solution to say X equals whatever, E squared.
Because that's what we're doing. We're busy calculating right now. And that's causing a lot of anxiety.
It is. And the thing is, you know, you can't calculate God's word.
And we don't fully have control. We don't necessarily have a control of God.
Because he does incalculable things.
Yeah.
He does things that you can't imagine. Who would ever have thought that a donkey could talk?
Right.
But God goes and he speaks through a donkey, you know? Who would ever thought that, you know, certain things can happen in the way that they happen. The miracles. Who would ever thought that you could bring a coin out of a fish?
Sure.
I mean, this is who God is. He does the unthinkable. He does the unimaginable. Mm. And so we need to stop trying to apply our little calculus, algebra, yes, mathematically applied, saying, hey, this is going to happen because God's going to surprise us.
Yeah.
He's going to surprise us. So, yeah, that's pretty much my word to you is, you know, be still. Know that He is God. He's got this. He's got our back. He's got South Africa, yeah, in the palm of our hand.
Yeah.
He may not have done this in the way that we expected, but from seeing the results that I've seen, I know that God's got this because we've seen history already.
Mm.
We've seen milestone. We've never come to a place where the ruling party, the leading party, has a minimum below the majority. We've not seen that happen.
It's never happened before, yeah.
An 18% loss. Mm. So already that's telling you that God's got this.
Oh, man. So, thank you, Dr. Pearl. Yeah. Such a sobering word. I think because right now, all our eyes are on man. All our eyes are on these parties. All our eyes.
Exactly.
And you're just saying to us, at the end of the day,
absolutely,
look beyond, because above them, above these people that we have put in positions, God is still
that's
there, and
so
He's
important.
Still the supreme, you know, the supreme ruler and
so
authority over our nation.
So important. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Z, because I've been saying this for a long time.
Mm.
People have been praying for so long in South Africa, saying, "Oh, if only we can have this person in power.
Mm.
If only this person can be president."
Mm.
Listen, it's possible to put somebody as president, and nothing happens. Our eyes must not be on man. Our eyes must be on God.
Mm.
Because I have seen righteous men in other nations where God put the righteous men were put in the presidency and they ended up being corrupt.
Mm.
They ended up, I know one African nation where one president who I actually knew and we used to work with, you know, in a ministry, very, very powerful man of God, but he ended up, you know, being charged with corruption.
Mm.
So we can't put our hopes and trust in man.
Just trust God either
we
way.
We have to trust God. So be still and know that I'm God.
Yes.
Not put our eggs and hopes in a man that one man is going to save South Africa. No.
Mm.
Let's stop looking for that one man or one woman to save South Africa.
Mm.
Let's just trust God to save South Africa because it is His nation.
Mm.
And, you know, I love Psalms 2 because it talks about all the turmoil that will happen.
Yeah.
But it says, but the Lord laughs.
Yes.
He's laughing.
He sits in heaven laughs.
He who sits in heaven. People, men are doing their own things. They're mocking God. Mm. They're passing wrong legislation. They're doing all these things. They're holding Him in derision. But God sits in heaven.
And he
who sits in heaven laughs.
Yeah.
You know, there's a song by evangelist Lawrence
Oyer. I sit in
Oyer.
Heaven, so
he
I laugh.
He who sits in heaven laughs. We were with him in Botswana last month. So
love
he
ministry.
Who sits in heaven laughs.
Yeah.
And he's laughing.
Yeah.
And so let us let him do what he knows
Amen.
Best. Stop trusting in man and in the hand of man. Because God will disappoint us. If we're expecting and we're praying for that one person to come, God may use somebody completely different.
Yes.
Not that one that we think is educated and is able to bring South Africa out of this quagmire. He may bring somebody who may look even totally unsuited for this job, because the shepherd boy was not exactly suited for a kingship. And the orphan girl, Esther, did not entirely have the qualifications needed to be a queen.
Right.
But that's how God works. So let's allow Him to work, and let's not try to second guess God by choosing our own person who God Himself may have not selected.
Sure, that's powerful.
So be
Dr.
still.
Pearl?
Let's be still.
Truth. Yes. Truth. Thank you so much. We'll catch up again next week.
Awesome.